The Utah Jazz defense cannot stop another great wing player, and Kawhi Leonard has a career-high 45, knocking off the Jazz in Toronto by the final score 122-116. We'll talk about it next on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by The Store at 6200 South, 20th East. After a loss like this, you need a mudslide cookie. No, I don't know. That should be their slogan, something of the sort. Or stop by. They have Rich's Bagels and Banbury Cross Donuts in the same case. How do you decide between those two things? And well, the mudslide cookies across the way.
All I know is I had six.
What?
Christmas. Six mudslide cookies in.
What?
In 2 days.
Well, what?
A day and a half.
Wait, I'm like a child.
I'm admitting I love, I had six of them in a day and a half.
I can't even eat six of them in a day and a half. You feel
not,
okay?
You're not the sweet eater I am.
All right, anyway. So, let's get the legendary take. What do you think, sir?
Jazz didn't go away. Terrific game. That's the Utah culture, isn't it?
That guy you got number two.
He's not bad, huh?
He's really good.
He's not bad.
By the way, I put in Google Translate, when the crowd chants MVP, I put in, what does that mean in Canadian? And it means please stay, please stay, please stay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have money for you.
Yes. We'll make you rich.
We love you.
The exchange rate is awesome.
It is about
our whole country is on sale.
It is about 40% right now. Your dollar goes a whole lot further up here.
We're buying everything tomorrow in town.
Oh, if we could buy him, we'd keep him.
Yes, you would. It was
safe travels, guys.
All right. Take care, buddy.
That is the radio and voice of the Toronto Raptors. Mark Jones's brother, by the way.
That's a real
Paul Jones. All right. I'm going to start big picture because our last losses have, other than Philadelphia, have been Paul George goes bananas, James Harden goes bananas, and Kawhi Leonard goes bananas. And it used to be every say, no-name guys always go nuts against us. Like, you always hear that. Well, now stars are going nuts against us. Is there a common thread of what these teams are doing to the Jazz?
Well, either you have to start playing them different and make someone else beat you. I thought the Jazz waited probably a little bit too long late in the ball game to start trying to take the ball out of Kawhi Leonard's hands. And I just don't know what you do against a guy like that. He's so good at getting to his spots. I don't know, David. It's just tough to defend a guy like that. I don't know.
Who do we – Royce O'Neal's our best on-ball defender?
Personally, I think it's Dante. Now, Royce is good. He's really good, and I think he's long enough. But I think Dante – I like Dante's – he does a great job. You got to realize he's 6'6", standing in front of – trying to stay in front of guys that are 2 foot shorter than he is, and I think he does a good job at that. If he had to defend someone like Kawhi Leonard, I think he could do a pretty good job of staying in front of him.
Interesting thought on that. This was an interesting game because in the first half, all the things the Jazz did really, really well. They held the Raptors to 2 of 8 from three, the fewest amount of threes that they'd taken in the half, fewest makes. The Jazz turned it over just once in the first half, the fewest turnovers the Jazz had. And then in the opening minute of the third quarter, they turned it over and allowed three threes. It just flipped in a second. And really, Kawhi then gets hot. But that was the sequence where Siakam hit two threes, Van Vliet hit a three that changed the flow of the game. The Jazz led by two at the half. And it was that sequence. Rubio threw one away for a turnover, and then they got three transition threes that I thought just changed the game.
It really did. Siakam, 33% three-point shooter, and he ends up knocking down two. Or did he knock down three? Three for the ball game, two in that third period. And Van Cleef ended up knocking down one, I think, in that third period. And all of a sudden, the Jazz are playing uphill after leading, one by at the half?
I think the other thing on this one that tacks the Jazz a little bit is the Kawhi and Siakam factor. The best lineup the Jazz have used all year is when Jay Crowder comes in for Derek Favors. It's one of the top 10 lineups. I don't think that got on the lineup, got it on the floor very much because you're trying to get Royce O'Neal came in to deal with Kawhi Leonard a little bit to free up Joe Ingles. And then at other times, Kyle Korver has a hard time getting in that secondary lineup that was so good because he either has to end up guarding the services of Leonard or Siakam, and so Quinn tried to get him when Norman Powell was on the floor. Norman Powell ended up doing a pretty good job scoring 14 points when guarded by Kyle. So this was a tough matchup. Sorry, guys, we're not having an earthquake. They're just working on the table, so the camera is going in every direction. It's a tough matchup for the Jazz to get kind of their best five on the floor tonight.
Well, we knew it was going to be a tough matchup because of their length and the fact that this was a transition team. They have very good half-court players. So we knew this was going to be a tough matchup, and the key to them was to try to control them and transition, get back and not let them just run away the ball game with their instant offense and their transition offense. The Jazz started the third quarter off not being able to control that, and then they got to the point where they were playing uphill trying to catch up. But this is always going to be a difficult team for the Jazz to play because of our team, you know, the way it's built. And even though our front line had a pretty good night, I thought Derek Favors played one hell of a ball game, especially in that first half. And Rudy, you know, he gets beat up a lot because of, you know, attacking him, and he's just not that much of a scorer, but he's more of a defensive player.
And Jay Crowder was just fabulous tonight. Yeah, career high 30 points on 9 of 15. Rather, I got two questions that have just come in or comments. I want your reaction to them. Okay. From Scott Wilson, I feel like at some point when a guy is at 30 points or so, you need to send him a message and turn up the physicality and even foul him. It's the old school beat him up. Is there something to that?
There's something to that old school type mentality. Yes, there is. But the league is protecting that kind of effort out there on the floor now. Now, whether you want to go out and attack someone real hard like that, and you take the fine.
But I mean, you're going to get.
You're going to get.
Like, I don't know what he means. Like, yeah. I don't even see. Like, well, I didn't answer the question honestly because. Like, I don't even know what he means. Like, well, what am I supposed to do, hit you with an elbow to the face and then I miss five games when they decide it's flagrant?
Just, like, get more physical with
okay,
it.
Okay, well, we sent him to the line 17 times.
Yeah, but this is a little different now with the touch fouls and that
right.
type of thing.
I mean, I just don't think – he's saying. I don't know how it can be done in – I don't know how that happens. I don't know – like, I got what he's saying, but tell me how if you were – playing in this game, you actually do that. What are you doing? Throwing an elbow at someone? Are you?
It's nothing. Believe me, it's not nothing. Anything dirty. It's just taking a hard foul, and I think that's what he's saying. But you can't do that stuff anymore. I mean, this they've cleaned the league up. This is not the bad boys of Detroit where they just beat the hell out of you and you know that type of thing. The NBA got all they could out of the bad boys back in the day. Now they've gotten rid of that. So this is just a much cleaner game. Maybe too soft, but I understand what he's saying. Well, you just can't be done.
I'll be totally honest. I don't think it's too soft at all because I want to watch Kawhi Leonard every night, and I want to watch Paul George every night, and I want to watch James Harden every night, and I don't want him to get hurt. And so, like, frankly, Kawhi Leonard's very rarely off the ground. So I don't know what this – like, the idea is, oh, he goes up for a layup and you're going to blast him. Like, if you try to blast Kawhi Leonard on one of these reverse layups, there's no way to do it without ending up missing games afterwards, right? You can call me new school, but I mean, I just
no,
don't.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying you being not a player would not know how to do that.
No, all right.
Let me tell you how you do something like that. You go up and you make sure that you're not swinging, but when he's picking those layups, you're going and you for the most part, you're just making sure that there's plenty of contact. You're going after the ball and you're knocking to the floor.
Okay.
You know? It looks like you're going for the ball, but in reality, you're going for the hit.
Okay.
You understand? Okay.
The next guy says, can't rely on late season run like last year. This team just isn't very good.
This team, I think, is as good as it was last year. We'll see in the month of January whether we are. Right now, this time last year, we were 16-21. We were 16-21 last year going into tonight's game. So now's the time for to find out how good we really are. So we'll see.
This road trip, you got to try to win two games. This was probably – this was bonus.
If we would have won this game, it would have been a bonus. Absolutely.
They're out two starters, so it would have been nice to get them, but they're pretty good.
Yeah, and they're very good at home. They've only lost, four ball games here at home. They're very good, very talented basketball team. It's those next three. That we need. Well, the next Milwaukee's going to be tough. So we can get out of this with a 2-4 record going home with the record we have, the schedule anyway, that we have for the rest of the year. We'll see what this team is made of.
Every word we have, by the way, on Donovan Mitchell is he is completely healthy. There's 3 or 4 people have asked, is he healthy? Is he not as explosive? He's not as explosive because he doesn't have any room. He's going in with long strides, so he can't get up. He doesn't have the room to go. Like, there wasn't a single play tonight where he drove to the basket and didn't suddenly have 3 guys in on him. And he just does not have the room that he had to make plays a year ago. Why? Either defenses have changed or lack respect to our shooters, or I don't know. But they are there is not room for him. That wraps us up. Have a good night. Locked on Jazz returns tomorrow.